Anita Marks back with you, and we do have some breaking news and some sad news to report. Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific, Mets legend, passed away today at the age of 75 from dementia. And so Rich Catino, who of course who covers the Mets for us, is joining us now. He's joining us from Baltimore. So Rich, welcome in. Very, very sad news this evening. What can you tell us? Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can tell you it's probably pretty appropriate, Anita, that I'm in Baltimore today, because this was the site of some of the greatest Met moments in history, the 69 World Series. And Tom was terrific. I mean, I think it's the perfect word for him. And, you know, when he came in the Mets in his rookie season in 1967, the Mets were a last place team, and he together with Gil Hodges, and it is amazing because one wore number 41, the other wore 14, and they were joined at the hip, ex-Marines. They wanted to change the whole dynamic of the organization, and they did so, with the help of some of the players as well. But to me, Tom Seaver is the greatest pitcher to ever toe the rubber in New York baseball history. He combined tremendous ability to throw the ball with an intellect for the game that I think is unparalleled. And when he got to be a broadcaster, I had a chance to spend some time with Tom and talk to him in the press room, you know, when eating, and the things he knew about pitching and late movement and how to set up a hitter and how to carve out a complete game was just amazing. And he did that most of his career. You know, when you look at Seaver's numbers, Anita, 69 was a great year. Obviously, he won 25 games. But he had season after season with the Mets that was great. The 1972 season with the 1.76 ERA, the multiple Cy Youngs. But more than that, Tom Seaver will always be the franchise, the chairman of the board, so to speak, of the New York Mets. And we have it every time we drive to Citi Field where we pass Seaver away. And I think that, you know, Met fans that are young and can't remember Seaver just understand this. The Gooden and DeGrom starts, magnify them, Anita, by a million times. And that's what Met fans felt when Tom Seaver took the hill every fifth day in the late 60s and early 70s. And tremendous person. And I'll tell you, growing up, Anita, I revered Seaver. And meeting him personally, he matched everything I ever thought of him, where he really spent time with people, coaching them, teaching them. Even a schlump like me in the press room one day, talking about pitching and talking about careers and talking about a whole bunch of things. The world's lost a great man today. And you know, we'll love him to the end of time.
Really, just another thing in 2020, that's for sure. And in reading the report that's out there right now, apparently he unfortunately passed away of dementia and kind of took a step back and really wasn't in the public eye starting, I guess, in 2019, March of 2019. Did you know that he was dealing with dementia? Was that public knowledge, Rich?
That was public knowledge. I did know he was dealing with dementia, and it's something that hits home with me because I lost my dad this past April on a combination of dementia, COVID, and, you know, other things that happen. And when you have dementia, what ends up happening is the smallest little bacteria could generally get into the body, and that's generally how the person dies. And I learned this when my dad was suffering with dementia. He had it for the last 4 years of his life, but it is a terrible disease, and it's one that, you know, really takes all of your immunity, Anita, and it kind of wipes it out to a little smidgen in your body. So any piece of bacteria that comes in could end your life, and clearly that's what happened to Tom Terrific.
Again, Rich Catino joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Sad news this evening. Tom Seaver has passed away at the age of 75 due to dementia, and just sitting here with Rich and talking about what just an unbelievable career and what he meant to the Mets organization. Like I said, when you came on, Rich, you're in Baltimore right now. Have you heard, has there been a statement from the Mets? Any have you heard anything from the Mets in regard to this news?
No statements. I think the statement of his death, because he's a Hall of Famer, comes from the Baseball Hall of Fame, and that's the only statement that I've seen thus far. But when you think about it, the Mets are getting ready to play the Yankees tomorrow in a makeup game at Citi Field, and this is where, you know, the whole COVID thing, you wish fans could be in the stands for a day like that and honor him. I was there when they retired his number. I was there in Cooperstown when he went to the Hall of Fame, and there's so much that Tom Seaver, you know, brought to the table. Now, from an on-the-field standpoint, I remember one time talking to Ron Swoboda, the Met right fielder that made the outstanding catch in Game 4 of the 69 series, and he said to me, from the time he took the mound for the first time as a rookie in 67, I knew Tom Seaver was a Hall of Famer from that very day. And it was the kind of impact he had. And I'll just give you one little quick story about Seaver. When the Mets were in the middle of 1969, they got off to a little bit of a rough start. And then I think late May, early June, they actually reached the 500 mark, which they had never done in their history, ever. You know, because the Mets had lost every opening day game in their history. And what ended up happening was Seaver, you know, came into the clubhouse. All the reporters come up to him. This is the Mets going to 500 when, you know, they never won their opening day history, never finished higher than ninth in a 10-team league. And they asked him about finishing 500, and Seaver's response was, you know, all that means is we've won as many games as we lost. I want us to get away from 500. So even in a moment like that where he could have said, oh, I'm so elated, so happy, it was all about the next step. And that, I think, symbolized Seaver the best, and what he brought to the table, and how he helped Jerry Kuzman become the pitcher he did, and how him and Gil, you know, stood together to bring this team back to where it was. I mean, to me, growing up in New York, my four athletes that I revered were Tom Seaver, Joe Namath, Clyde Frazier, and Muhammad Ali. That's a pretty good quartet of players. But Seaver stands out for taking an organization and just, that was a laughingstock, really. You know, the Mets were the butt of jokes from 1962 to 1968. And when Gil got here in 68, and then when Tom, you know, was there already, they made sure that those jokes would never end, so much so that when people, you can talk to people that don't even know sports, and you could say, Miracle Mets, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. They'll say, the 69 Mets won the World Series, they're 101 shots before the season to win the World Series, and they won it. And when you think about the moments this organization has had, and they've had some magical moments, whether it's the Buckner play or other things that occurred in this team's history, Seaver was at the fulcrum of starting it all. And the pioneer, in my estimation, for Mets fans today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forever. And we miss him, but we'll never forget him, that's for sure.
Rich, I so appreciate your time and joining us on the program and your insight. And thank you, my friend. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Anytime, Anita. Stay well and healthy, please.
You as well.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.